broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a fabulous day. I got to read this weather forecast to you. We've got a high surf advisory for the north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, and Molokai. And there's a high surf advisory for the north facing shores of Maui as well. This is our forecast. Mostly sunny with isolated showers in the morning, becoming partly cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon. Mostly sunny. High between 82 and 87. The winds are variable to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers. I think we've covered all our bases. I know most of the guys at the National Weather Service, I think we've got just about everybody listed there in the clubhouse this morning. I'm very happy to have Karen Krause, a sports columnist for the New York Times. First, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Yes, indeed you do. Get in touch with Star Protection. Karen Krause, the New York Times sports columnist, and she's been a sports columnist for the New York Times since June of 2005. She is at the Kraft Nabisco Championship. It is the first major of the year. It's on the LPGA Tour. Happy to see Michelle Wee at the top of the leaderboard with, of course, Lexi Thompson and Sari Puck. Fabulous leaderboard we've got. This is in Palm Springs. Karen is on her way from Palm Springs to the Masters. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you, and please apologize. I apologize in advance for the background noise. I'm at the airport.
Oh, there's no background noise. All we hear is you.
Oh, my goodness. I wish the LPGA would hold their first major 2 weeks before the Masters to prevent this sort of collision of their event and the Masters, because it's impossible, really, to do justice to both.
I'm glad you said
that's
that.
That's a whole nother phone call.
I know, but it's true. It's true. I've often wondered why it's not like there's some big thing happening earlier. I would just, a week, just separate them.
Then, well, and also, yeah, if you had held the Kraft Nabisco 2 weeks ago, right after the Founders Cup. So the Founders Cup is a perfect transition into the first major, and you're going up against the San Antonio event on the PGA Tour, which is not considered a big event that everybody is going to be covering. So the likelihood of getting more golf media to your major is enhanced or increased.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
But this is how they want to do it, so we have to live by their rules.
So. The Kraft Nabisco Championship. Now, is this the last year Kraft Nabisco is going to be the sponsor?
Yes, and I'm so sad I may never eat another Oreo, because the only time I ever eat Oreos is this week of the year, so that might be a good thing. But Mike Wan said earlier in the week that it definitely will return to Mission Hills if the tour itself has to sponsor it, and that they have three or four corporate entities that are interested in sponsorship. But I thought Kari Webb made a terrific point. Kari Webb, who, by the way, won her first two Kraft Nabisco titles the first year that Dinah Shore's name was not associated with the event, saying whatever happens moving forward, Dinah Shore's name should be returned to the title. And I wholeheartedly agree. It seems important just to recognize her contribution to this event, and I can't think of a better way.
Now, I was going to ask you, I've heard that it will be attached to the name. Is that because the LPGA will be the sponsor for now?
Well, that would make perfect sense. I just can't imagine that this event, which is the female version of Masters, would have trouble getting corporate sponsors, but maybe it goes back to how we opened this call, that the sports calendar is so crowded this week, and not just with men's events. You have the women's Final Four, so you have the two largest professional sports entities for women butting up against each other on the same week. Again, maybe it would be more visibility for a corporate sponsor to have a week all to itself where the LPGA is going to be front and center instead of competing with the men's Final Four, the women's Final Four, the advances for the Masters.
Right, and the Shell Houston Open. Yeah.
Major League Baseball. It's just crazy right now.
Absolutely, it is. And adding to that is something we're going to bring up just in a little bit. I think Mike Wan, when he issued his statement about how he felt about Paulina Gretzky being on the cover of Golf Digest, who was like, hello, can we get some attention to the real event? It's called...
Right. I wish he would have spoken. I felt like he was a day late on that statement. Here's what happened, Danielle. I was not supposed to write for Thursday for Friday. I was not supposed to be in Friday's newspaper. I was in my hotel working on Masters stories when I saw the cover. I thought, I have got to get out to the course and talk to some of these women and get their reaction. So I went out to the course. I got Indy Park as she finished. Indy, world number one, winner of three majors in a row last year, never been on the cover of Golf Digest. Talked to her in a media scrum. The other reporters not only didn't follow on the questions I asked about the magazine, there seemed to be a few heavy sighs and rolled eyes, like, oh, please, who cares? So then Stacy came off out of the scoring trailer.
Stacy Lewis.
I talked to her, Stacy Lewis, Player of the Year 2 years ago, lowest average on the tour last year, two-time major winner. And I asked her about it. Again, no real follows to these questions. No one else is really interested in this. Of course, everyone else is male. So I felt like Julie Inkster was key to the story because I went back and did the research. I went through all the covers that had women on them since 1969. So we're talking about over 500 covers in this 45, 46 year span. 12 others had only one woman on the cover. Some of them were, I think Jan Stevenson was on the cover with Tom Kite once. Barbara Nicholas was on the cover with Jack Grout. I didn't count those. Only comparable covers to Paulina's where the woman alone had solo billing. 12 other covers in those 45 years. The last LPGA golfer to grace the cover was Lorena Ochoa in 2008. Julie Inkster is the only active player still on the tour, who has been on the cover of Golf Digest.
Wow.
So, you know how persnickety these athletes can get before their events, and I was so worried she was going to chew my head off for even attempting to talk to her.
Yes.
But she was really great, and I told her I wouldn't bother you 5 minutes before your tee time if it wasn't really important that I get your reaction to this. So I told her that she is now joining an elite club along, you know, she now had something in common with Paulina Gretzky. You know, they were both Golf Digest cover girls. And I read her the Jerry Tardei quote. He's the editor-in-chief of the magazine. And she was just so outraged and just gave some terrific insight that only someone who's been on the tour maybe since the 1980s and has seen that the more things change, the more they stay the same, could give. And so I did the story, and one other print reporter did the story and told me after he filed that the only reason he did it was because he knew I was doing it. So I really think that if I had not gone out there, nobody would have even asked these women about this.
Let me do a little bit of background. Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist. For those of you know, who've been at work for a week and haven't been able to follow, Paulina Gretzky is, of course, she's the girlfriend of Dustin Johnson, and she's the daughter of Wayne Gretzky, one of the if not the most amazing.
He's the Jack Nicklaus of
hockey. And he's one of the most amazing athletes of all time. So Paulina Gretzky, with her breasts perfectly pressed by her arms in her setup routine, showing off her cleavage in her tight white
in an outfit that would not get her on the course at any country club that I know of. It violates every dress code I've ever seen.
Right. So her breasts squeezed into her tiny bra-like halter top. She is on Golf Digest cover, and it's called The Fitness Issue. And it is the buzz in the world of golf because women find it, hello, this is Golf Digest, one of the most respected golf publications in the world. And they've taken a sex symbol and masquerade it, yes?
Right, or someone who is really famous for being famous.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not sure what her achievement is, other than having been, born to famous parents and traveled in celebrity circles for most of her life, and being the fiance of a PGA Tour pro. So I don't really understand what makes that her that. I guess I do understand the celebrity culture that we've moved into, where you don't need to actually achieve something to be a celebrity. You just simply need to be. So
now, what Jerry Tardy says is sports figures, celebrities, and models have appeared on Golf Digest cover since the magazine's beginning. Paulina ranks at the high end of the golf celebrity scene today, and she has a compelling story to tell. She also might get some new people interested in the game. And that's where I say, huh? Call
well,
it
we right. We had 55 reader comments the last time I checked under the story I wrote, and one of my favorites was, any new people attracted to the game by this cover, I don't want to share a cart with. I love that. And that was by a man, I believe.
Okay.
He had some terrific comments that really heartened me, made me feel like maybe we're not just lone voices crying in the dark.
No, I don't think so. But let's, because the whole thing is they've determined the PGA of America, the USGA, anybody who's investigated has determined that the largest segment of the population that could be grown into the game, which desperately needs new players, women golfers. Women golfers
right.
are the segment that needs to be grown. Now, how many women? Women enjoy looking at other women. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you call it what it is. But to say that I'm going to buy a Golf Digest magazine and go, wow, because of that sexy pose, I, a female, am going to get into the game, I don't think so. What men do with covers like that is they take them home, and they look at them, and they're not thinking about golf.
I understand that sex appeal sells, but here's the fact. There are a dozen LPGA Tour pros who could have posed in the Fitness Issue and are very sculpted, beautiful bodies, very attractive, and they actually have accomplished something in golf. So I guess my point is that if you absolutely feel that sex appeal sells, then doll up these LPGA pros who at least have credentials to be on the cover. Julie had just the greatest quote. She said, okay, well, next cover I'd like to see Paula Kramer's fiance, who's a fighter pilot, or Brittany Lincecum's hot boyfriend, who's a long driving champion, put them on the cover. And her point is well taken. And I agree with you. Ron Sirach, who I know is a friend of your program, told me that something like 17% of the rounds played are by women. So you have 50-51% of the population that is vastly underrepresented in this game, and it's because of things like this. How many ways do you need to be told that you're diminished, that you really don't belong, that you're invisible, that we don't need to cater to you? It's just, to me, that was the message that Golf Digest was sending, and I know they don't even realize it because this culture is so ingrained in the belief that it's this male-dominated culture that they don't even realize the subliminal or maybe even not so subliminal messages that they're sending to 50% of the population.
Absolutely. The message to the women is, it's mind-blowing to me. It's sad. It makes me cringe because I think, you know, what these guys have daughters, don't they? And, you know, and at the same time, you know, the executive producer of the show looked at it and goes, oh, obviously they're just trying to sell magazines. So next,
right.
You know, so you're selling magazines.
So are they trying to sell magazines by putting on the cover John Daly, who's not a classically handsome man? That's where the argument loses steam with me.
Yeah, I completely understand. Now, it's just going to, and a lot of guys say, well, the women, they're just jealous. They don't look like that. And that's why
they just are not. I think the problem, Danielle, is that these editors are appealing to the less involved sex. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. If this is what they are titillated by, God bless them. But I would have liked to have seen Suzanne Pedersen in leggings and a sports bra demonstrating the proper way to swing a golf club and maybe some of her stretching techniques.
Uh-huh. 6 ways to improve your game. That's what Paulina Gretzky promises when you open the cover.
One of our commenters said, the pose that she's in, there's no way you could even get near a golf ball with that pose.
It's, yeah. So when you see Golf Digest, you know, send them a note. Say, give them your feedback and if you're a female. Because I know a lot of the guys say either, well, that's how we sell magazines, and that helps the advertisers. It boosts our circulation, and then what we've promised to the advertiser comes to fruition. We get more money. The magazine business is in trouble, and that's how we've got to sell publications.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs, which could be true. I felt somewhat conflicted in writing about this only from the perspective that I knew I was giving Golf Digest free publicity because anyone who read the story was then going to go to their website and click on these pictures to see what the fuss was about. But I felt very proud of my publication for not printing the pictures, so they did have to go elsewhere. We did not look for cheap clicks by including the photos with the story.
I'm really glad to hear that. I just as a note, too, Condé Nast owns Golf Digest. The New York Times used to own Golf Digest. And, right? And Condé Nast is, you know, they're a variety of GQ, and there's a lot of pressure in this business for them to sell magazines. I just think they could have done it if they would just do a Sports Illustrated style, a hot body issue. You know, every year they come out with a swimsuit issue, and nobody has a problem with that. And the women parade, and they look gorgeous. And how many beautiful golf courses are there out there that would make spectacular photo shoot spreads where you could get women in various poses and undress, you know, and that you label it as it is. Women don't like to be lied to. Don't tell me that I'm going to buy this publication. This is, you know, I just don't like that.
I also feel like it's, you know, people who are focusing too much on Paulina are losing sight of the bigger picture that she's only the 13th woman to appear solo on the cover of this magazine in 46 years.
Yeah.
Those numbers are atrocious.
Yeah.
Golf Digest should be embarrassed.
Now, on that note, we're waiting for Beth Major to call in. We're going to be talking about drive, chip, and putt. That's going to be happening tomorrow, and it's going to be on Golf Channel. But we're really thrilled about how well Michelle Wee is playing in the Kraft Nabisco Championship. It's great to see her because she seems so confident. There's a stride. There's an attitude in her walk. There's a confidence that I see, and then I've seen it a couple of times, then it kind of fades. Do you see, but the last couple of days, she really seems to be holding on to it. Do you see her going into the weekend with that?
I agree, and I think it would be so fantastic if she could make this her first major title, because it would be a circle closing in a way. This is where she broke out as a giggly, gangly 13-year-old. She was in final groups as a teenager, if not for a fantastic shot by Kari Webb at pulling a pitch shot on an 18th hole for an eagle. Michelle wins that 2006 Kraft Nabisco. She has been through so many ups and downs and has seemingly come out of it better for it, which is just so fantastic to see. Her attitude is terrific. She exudes joy, and there were years where you really couldn't say that. You would see her on the course and it looked like pure drudgery. But
she gave up the clubs for 6 weeks. She's not looking at herself anymore. She doesn't watch.
Love that idea, yes. Because I think she became way too technical with her swing, and now she's just going by feel.
Yes.
And I think that's what 13-year-olds do. They're not like concentrating on where their elbow is, on what part of the swing. They're just swinging, you know?
Yes.
And that's what Michelle was doing when she was the Michelle Lee that everybody fell in love with. I'm really so impressed with her and would be so pleased to see her hold on. It would be a terrific story for the game of golf, but it would be such a personal triumph that it would be a really great story, as would Sergio Garcia, if he could somehow get himself into a great mindset in Augusta and make Augusta his first major title. That would be equally as fantastic from a storyline angle.
On a final note, do you think if Michelle wins the Kraft Nabisco Championship, she'll be on the cover of Golf Digest solo?
It's quite amazing that she was not on yet, you know, because no. She actually ticks quite a few of the boxes.
She does tick the boxes, yes.
We can only hope, Danielle.
It's always a pleasure. I thoroughly enjoy your writing and your perspective and how you look beyond just the obvious. Thanks so much for joining me on the show on your transition from the Kraft Nabisco Championship going over to the Masters. Have a grand time. I wish I could see you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to talk next with USGA's Beth Major, and she's getting all the kids registered for the Drive Chip Putt Championship Finals, and you'll be able to see them on, yes, Golf Channel. Plus, we're going to have qualifiers in Hawaii for Drive Chip Putt Championships. Qualifiers and a local regional. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game, or about the game, or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. It's a fabulous day in Hawaii. Nay, if you want to get out and play a round of golf, you need to get out to Poipu Bay and enjoy the day. I just want to say to my on-air producer, Raf, did you bring up that Paulina Gretzky cover on Golf Digest?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You going to take up golf now?
Huh? I was actually thinking about it, but after the conversation, she got me thinking twice about it. But initially, she's beautiful. I got to go check her out. And if she's at a golf course, I got to go see her.
Yeah, if she's at it. So if she's there, you'll play game.
I definitely, anybody look like she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And but then I feel like a male chauvinist pig after Karen's argument.
Well, we didn't mean to do that to you. It's just that, mind you, no one on a golf course is going to be dressed like that.
That's what I found out through the interview. So it's false advertising.
False advertising. I like that. Thanks, Raf.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go to Augusta now. I wish I were there, and I'm not, so what? But somebody who is, and I can vicariously enjoy it, Beth Major. She's the Director of Public Services for the USGA, the United States Golf Association. She's also on the Executive Women's Golf Association National Board. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure having you on the show. Together, this collaboration between the USGA, the PGA of America, with Augusta National Golf Club hosting the Drive Chip Putt Championship National Finals, growing the game of golf truly with children and getting the parents how many parents have you run into or excited about being able to go to the Masters? I mean, Augusta National.
Yeah, the parents are, they're so excited to be here. I think they, even better than the kids, understand what a special thing it is to be at Augusta. They've, by and large, been fans of the game and passionate about the game for a long time. And, the kids are certainly, in some cases, learning it. But again, it's the parents who really, I think, understand the significance of what their children are here to do.
Yeah, they get to go inside the gates. Now, where are they conducting the actual championship? It's not on the golf course. Where is it?
Well, partially the driving and the chipping portion, which are the first and second for all 88 competitors, will be held on the championship practice facility, which is a special opportunity in itself. That area is really only used for 1 week of the year for the Masters tournament. So for those kids to be able to participate there is special enough. But then for the putting portion, they'll go to the other side of the clubhouse. They'll use the practice putting area for their first two putts, and then they'll go down to the actual 18th green, and they'll be able to hit their final putt down there.
Wow. I mean, I've posted pictures of the practice facility I took last. The practice facility looks like it could be like a golf course all in itself with the grandstands.
Yeah, the practice facility is truly one of the most amazing areas of golf, golf course, what have you, that you'll see. So, for them to even be able to participate there is great. But then again, to be able to go to the other side and send an 18 and hit that final putt, we think we may see a lot of special moments happen there.
It's a lot of special moments on the 18th green at Augusta National. You'll see it on Golf Channel watching tomorrow. Now, 88 kids are competing. How many win?
Well, there are 8 different age and gender brackets. There are boys and girls in ages 7 to 9, 10 and 11, 12 and 13, and 14 and 15. So So in those eight different age and gender brackets, there'll be eight individual champions.
Fantastic. And the reason I want to make this really clear is so that in Hawaii, when we have the qualifiers for the Drive Chip Putt Championship, first we're going to have the qualifiers, one on each island, and the Aloha Section PGA is putting all this together, and we'll have the final, the courses where you'll be, where you can sign up through the Aloha Section PGA, and the days, the times, and what have you. And then, but what's even better is because everyone knows how expensive it is for us to fly to the mainland, instead of having to go to the regional, the sub-regional, as it's called, we're going to have a sub-regional in Hawaii. So there'll be a qualifier on each of the four main islands, the largest islands. I don't mean anything, Molokai and Lanai. I know you're a main island, but you'll be going to Maui. And it's so expensive, it's at least $300 round trip to travel inter-island. So in and of itself, you know, that's expensive. So you'll come to the sub-regional on an island, and then once you come from the sub-regional, then you go to the mainland, to the regional. If you come out of the regional, then you go to the Masters. Did I get that right, Beth?
That is correct.
Good. It's just very exciting. It was kind of done in a more intimate way. Not all of the PGA of America sections participated, but was that sort of to start the process and get comfortable?
It was. You know, we all understood that we had a great opportunity last year, but we also wanted to learn a little bit about how much interest there would be and, you know, really give ourselves a chance to get it right the first time around so that when we did expand, we would have a good model in place. So we worked with 11 or 12 PGA section offices around the country last year who really were sort of the test cases for what we were trying to do. They, I think, have a great system in place, and we're now ready to expand to all 41 sections, which will comprise all 50 states.
That's fantastic. So the PGA of America is doing more of the local and regional, and the USGA, how does the USGA fit in? What are you doing?
The USGA is fortunate in that we have a great model set up due to our USGA championships in terms of registering the participants. We are looking at probably upwards of 50,000 plus junior golfers who will be entered this year by their parents or guardians. So we use our championship entry format to do that. And then we also do a lot of the communication in terms of posting results and news stories and photos, other things that we've learned through many years of experience with USGA championships.
Right, because you do, you know, I mean, the U.S. Amateur, the U.S. Public Links Amateur, which is no more pretty soon. When is the U.S. Public Links finished? Is it 2014, this year?
2014 will be at Swan Song. We have the final events for both the women and the men, and we're looking forward to some really special events for those two this year.
Yeah, because you know, we have some special people in the States. Guy Yamamoto is a U.S. Public Links Amateur champion. You know, so many of our...
That's right. So is Michelle Wee, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So right. It's Michelle Wee. So it's kind of near and dear to our hearts. But we understand that something special is coming out to replace it.
That's correct. We're very excited to announce we're going to be having national four ball championships for the first time. I think when you look at the history of the public links events, they were certainly, you know, wonderful events for many, many years. But in their infancy, they were really created to fill a need, which was you could not play in a USGA championship in the early days unless you were a member of a club. So those two championships provided the opportunity for non-private course players to participate. That has not been the case for many years. So we saw more of an opportunity with the four ball. It seems to be a format that's very popular around the country, something that many state and regional associations are doing. So we felt there was a real opportunity to provide a national venue for it.
I love it because it prepares all of the people who will eventually be playing in the Ryder Cup.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
We've always been a little bit weak in that regard, right? So we'll get some team experience. You're also on the Executive Women's Golf Association. In fact, I didn't realize that until I was given the opportunity. Unfortunately, I work and my work hours conflicted. But Beth shared a behind-the-scenes look with a webinar for the Drive Chip and Putt Championship and talked about how you and your grandparents or whoever has children, how you can sign up. How do you participate in the EWGA?
Well, I've been on the national board for about 2 years now, and I have the opportunity to be a part of a great group of mainly women and a few gentlemen in there who are really interested in providing opportunities for women to play. You know, we have some great chapters back in New Jersey where I am from. And, you know, whether it's providing opportunities on the golf course, business opportunities, such a group that I've really enjoyed being engaged with.
We just started our chapter in Hawaii in September. We were officially recognized. I'm on the recruitment. I'm the recruitment director, actually. And so I thought I should actually ask you, you know.
Excellent. Well, yes. Trust us, if you ever need us to come and visit with and help with anything, we are more than happy to do so.
That's fantastic. I was reading a story in Golf Digest, and don't get me wrong, I was talking about their cover, which, you know, I had a couple of issues with, but for the most part, Golf Digest, their writers are wonderful. And I was reading this story about Nolan Haynes, and he's in the Drive Chip Putt Championship National Finals at Augusta National that you'll be able to see on Golf Channel tomorrow. It's on in Hawaii. It's going to be early, so you want to set your DVR because this is going to be a lot of fun. And then show
That's
your
right.
kids. Yeah, it's going to. Now he started playing when he was 2, I think. Now he's 9. And he wakes up his dad every morning. Dad, can we go hit some putts? And are a lot of the kids like this, so excited about playing golf every day?
I think so. I think golf is one of those really special games and opportunities for parents and children to participate together. I'm a former basketball player, and as I get a little older, getting out on the court isn't as easy as it used to be, but certainly getting on the golf course is something that I'll be able to do forever and something I enjoy doing with my nephews and niece. So I think we see that a lot, you know, particularly for a younger kid, to have a parent involved like that really opens the door for them, and we're seeing more and more passion, and that's certainly our hope with the Drive Chip and Putt Championship is that we've created something special that gives them an opportunity, to strive for something that, you know, many people will never have the opportunity to do. For 88 young people tomorrow, that dream will come true.
Yeah, between the ages of 7 and 15. And I didn't realize, you know, I always think of some of the top junior players in the country as being almost like, quote unquote, professional junior golfers. But Lucy Lee, she's 11 and she qualified, right?
That's correct.
She also qualified for the U.S. Women's Amateur last year, but she's playing now in the Drive Chip Putt Championship, and as is Alexa Pano of Lake Worth, Florida. She's won 30 national tournaments, so this isn't something for the inexperienced. This is for all kids of all levels to get involved in, and we know how this game is. Just because you may not have won 30 national tournaments doesn't mean that you're not going to win and get to go to the Masters and the Augusta National, I should say, and participate.
Well, and that's something I would really stress to people who are considering entering their children into this. We think one of the beautiful aspects of this is that you don't necessarily have to be someone who's won 30 national titles. It's really a skills competition. So for many people, particularly the younger kids, we encourage everyone to participate. You know, this is really, while certainly there'll be 8 champions crowned tomorrow, and the competition will be fierce, it really is an opportunity to participate, to be a part of a game that can turn into a lifelong passion.
It's wonderful. And I just a final note, Sean Hennessy in Golf Digest, in his story, talks about Regan Hall. She, as a surprise, her mother, Karen, wrote to several legends in golf and other sports. And Karen asked Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Peyton Manning, George W. Bush to offer a good luck note for Regan. And every one of them sent her a good luck note.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, that is the coolest story. And that's what golf is really all about. Thank you very much for being on the show. Beth Major, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk with John Brooks after this. He's at the Shell Houston Open, where one guy is going to get to go and play in the Masters if he wins, and he hasn't already qualified to play. Matt Kuchar's at the top, but wouldn't it be something if Sergio Garcia took this, the momentum that he's got going into the weekend, and actually pulls it off and then goes to Augusta and wins? That would be something. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
It's great seeing Michelle Wee playing so well. You can watch on Golf Channel. I think it starts Hawaii time about 12:30. We're going into Saturday's play, the Kraft Nabisco Championship, the first major of the year. Of course, it is the first major on the LPGA Tour. And one thing Michelle Wee said for tall people, you know, she shortened her swing, okay? When you're tall, sometimes having a really aggressive full swing hurts you. And she shortened her swing just a little bit. She has made putting, everybody's putting is individual. And, you know, everybody laughed about her tabletop putting, but it works for her. And it doesn't hurt her. She's in such good shape. It would be so cool to see her on the cover of Golf Digest magazine. I hope she wins. And I'm not sure, who are you picking for the Masters? In fact, why don't you give us a call? Tell us what you think about the cover of Golf Digest. Tell us who your pick is for the Masters. Are you taking the field? You taking Matt Kuchar? Who are you taking to win the Masters? Give us a call, 844-332-8500. You could win a box. You know, it's like a dozen golf balls from Bridgestone, because it's the great Bridgestone giveaway right now. And if you're the ninth caller, hurry up. You got to be the ninth caller, because if you're the ninth caller right now at 808-296-5467, you're going to win. The ninth caller, 808-296-5467. All right, the phone's ringing. John Brooks is on. He's over at the Shell Houston Open. I think this is our 10th year doing this. John Brooks has been covering professional golf for at least 27 years. Not sure when I wrote this intro for you, John. Plus another decade of junior golf, a professional broadcaster. John Brooks covered Tiger Woods at a major golf tournament when Tiger was 14. Welcome to the show, John.
Wow. Man, can you go on tour with me and just do the introduction? I'll fly you back to the island.
Okay.
Each week. Boy, that's good.
I'm
Listen,
easy.
I got bad news.
You got bad news?
Yeah, I mean, for all the other callers, because I was on hold through eight callers, which makes me the ninth caller. All right? So I'm getting all the goodies. I'll give your producer the mailing address when we get off the air.
No, he's not the ninth caller. And if you
no, I'm teasing.
He's teasing. He knows, even though, you know, I'd be happy to send you some golf balls too, John. But you've got to call the number 844-332-8500, John. You have to call and you have to tell us what you think about Golf Digest.
I knew there'd be a rule. I guess that ends the rumor then that nips it in the bud that I'm the next cover child for Golf Dodger?
Well, you know, none of us in this room, Raf, myself, nor you, are going to be on the cover of Golf Digest magazine.
All right. Listen, but I did broadcast hockey for, you know, for 28 years, so there is a hockey tie. I mean, then there was a hockey tie on this one, so I'm just telling you, I got a better shot at it than you, Danielle. Okay? Just remember that. Okay?
Yeah, but I got a full, never mind. Okay,
let's talk here. Let's talk what's going on. You ready?
Ready.
I'm doing a bad sit-down comic routine because I'm not standing up. All right.
So we've got Matt Kuchar, Cameron Tringale, Sergio Garcia, Ben Curtis, Ricky Fowler. Give us the background.
Wow, really? You read the scoreboard like I do. I guess I didn't need to call. No. Okay. Hey, listen. Last Sunday was not one of the better ones for Matt Kuchar.
Uh-huh.
But I think he left San Antonio at the Texas Open with a pretty good frame of mind. Because sometimes you look for little things. And he's atop the leaderboard, started a stroke back. But yesterday, he birdied 17 to pull even with Sergio Garcia at minus 12, with obviously one hole to go. He bogeyed 18, but in his post-round interview, pretty cool and calm about it. You know, sometimes guys will let things weigh on you right there. He was very positive about the round. It was, you know, very gusty winds, and it's even more challenging today, but the thing was that he kind of left the impression that, hey, I played good today. Didn't let the bogey on 18 that chipped a stroke off and kept him from being tied for the lead. And just kind of kept on kind of a mind frame that people that know him, they're beginning to say, hey, this guy, I mean, he's been playing well. He had all 18 greens. It doesn't happen too often, you know, in his opening round. And so you just kind of get the feel that this might, you know, be his week and really have some momentum going into next week. At the same time, you see what Sergio did yesterday. Now, he's one over for the day. Let me just quickly tell you, in case you don't, Kuchar started, they flip-flopped on the first hole. Kuchar bogeyed the first hole. Sergio bogeyed it. Then he got that stroke back on three, and then he played even par until the turn, and he bogeyed 10, and Kuchar parred 10. So they're two apart. He's minus 13. Garcia's minus 11. But I think both of these guys, you got to really look at. I mean, the Cameron Tringale story, you know, it's heartwarming. It's nice and everything. Guy's been out after Georgia Tech since 09, and a third is his best finish so far. But obviously, he's playing well. And the people in Augusta, you know, they're probably at least taking a little look over their shoulder because they're going to have to add another spot if this guy gets in. So there's some dynamics here at the top of the board. But
How about Ben Curtis? Ben Curtis wants to get back to the Masters.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not. No, you can go on down the list there. I mean, you're not saying about Fowler and Mickelson, but you certainly are about Matt Jones, John Curran, and J.B. Holmes. So you know, you can bounce in and through the top 10 to 15 spots and have that story, but.
Well, didn't Ben Curtis win the Masters?
Pardon me?
Didn't Ben Curtis win once? He's a master. He's a major champion.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's okay.
You got me. I can find it for you if you want, real quick.
It's okay. Tell us what you were going to. I'm sorry.
What I was going to tell you was, I mean, I heard your remark about going into the break about Sergio, and you know, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, if he could just take this momentum and everything. I mean, I don't have to tell you, and I've said this to others on some other reports, that, I mean, we all remember the precocious 19-year-old who was going to reset the landscape and be the other Tiger when all that happened. And we've seen the ups and downs and the peaks and the valleys and all that other stuff in his career ever since. And now, I want you to listen to this cut, because he was asked about whether his game is where it's been at the very best in his career. Is he about to get there? And there's something in this cut, we can talk about in a minute. I want you to just listen to this short little bite right here as to what he said yesterday.
I don't think it's not my best. I do feel like I'm playing nicely. I feel very comfortable with my equipment. I feel comfortable with myself in and outside the golf course. But I definitely don't feel like I'm hitting the ball the best I've hit it. It's nice to be able to play well, but there's still things that I need to get better at for next week and going forward.
Here's the impression for me. You tell me if you got the same. The guy that's talking right now, totally different guy than 2 or 3 years ago and certainly before. And in that statement, under control, those weren't his words, but something to the effect that, and I'm happy with my life in and outside the golf course. And for Sergio Garcia, to me, there's a maturity there that if he can continue to play like he did, although while I'm talking, he just went back-to-back bogeys, so he's now 3 back at Kuchar. But nevertheless, I just, you kind of get the feeling that maybe if this guy is really playing well, and he has stateside when he's come over to play on the tour so far this year, that this might maybe be a breakthrough year for him as you look back at his career. Agree or not?
I think that you're absolutely right. Until I think about the problems that are inside his being, and the problem with golf is if you have any insecurities about your value, about your belonging with a group of people, if you don't feel like you're on the inside, if you always feel like you're on the outside looking in, that you're the stepchild of the group, you have to go in there, if you feel that way, with such blinders on and not let any of the vibrations that you are, they may not even be directed at you, but you are picking them up and taking them as, they must be directing this at me because we become our own worst enemies when we have those kinds of insecurities. And I speak from experience. I was the picked on kid on the playground in elementary school. I had to run for my life. And they loved it.
They loved it. You didn't love it.
Of course, but they loved it, and it fed them. So the more, as long as he can, as soon as he feels like he belongs and he's a part of the group, then he'll win. And that's the key. As when he feels like, God isn't against him, the golf gods aren't going to out to get him, then Sergio Garcia will win. And I'm glad he's feeling so well, but the fact that he had those bogeys, he can come back. He's talented. He's got everything it takes. Whether he's got it on the inside and he feels like he belongs, I think is the biggest issue.
Yeah, well, hey, I do think that, well, I mean, obviously, everyone matures as they grow older. I mean, most people do. Some people think I haven't, but I could be an exception. So the thing, but there's exceptions to everything.
Yeah,
for real, I mean, I do think that there's a presence there that maybe we haven't seen before. But you brought up the good points there. He's still got to convince himself, I guess. But this will be a good test for him here. He pops a couple of back-to-back bad holes, and if all these things are going to be good, then there'll be a little turnaround. It'll be interesting to see. And I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting because it might be Monday before they finish this. There's a lot of threat of rain here for tomorrow. So all these guys up at the top, they may be around on Monday. Also,
we'll be keeping an eye on it. John Brooks, thanks so much. Shell Houston,
as always,
it's a pleasure talking with you, sir.
All right, be good.
You too. We're going to come back, and John was talking about traveling, and he was going to have me come and introduce him at the various events, which and he'll fly me back here. Yeah, I'm game. but we're going to talk to you about how you can make your dreams come true, whether you've got a lot of money, if you want to do it on a budget, or if you want to do it you know, full hog. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Joining us in the clubhouse this morning, it's TJ, Acura of Honolulu, graduation.
It's graduation season, and it's a particularly a special season for me because I've got a college graduate pending this May. I'm getting ready to pony up for master's degrees. That's what I'm getting ready for.
They all want to be independent now. You know, they need to be able to travel. They need to be able to go pursue their dreams, and they'll need a car to do that. Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at AcuraHonolulu.com. Tell us about this for graduates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, this is a really, really dynamite program. Acura has a special college graduate program, and of course, that rewards college graduates for, you know, their determination for going, for following through and getting that degree. And it rewards them in a special way, not only monetarily by giving them $500 as a special discount or applicable to their purchase or lease. All they have to do is prove to me who they are with a driver's license, social security card, and show me their diploma that they actually finished school. And we knock $500 right off the top as a gift from Acura. More importantly, they get a guaranteed approval. A lot of times what you'll find is these kids come out of college, they've been leaning on mom and dad the whole time. They don't have any of their own credit. And then when they come to their graduation time, they find out that mom and dad need to co-sign for them to qualify to get their new car because they don't have any credit experience. With Acura, we'll get you guaranteed approval all by yourself with no co-signer as long as you don't have any negative credit. We'll get you down the road with a great below-market-based APR, a $500 discount bonus applied, and your parents won't have to get involved other than helping you make that great decision. They won't have to sign. They won't have to jeopardize that refinance that's coming up in the fall. They won't have to worry about, you know, getting their own car loan later on in the year because they've signed for you. And it lets those youngsters actually, you know, take pride in the accomplishment that they've achieved by graduating, taking full responsibility for the next step of their lives.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I know there's a chance of some cloudy periods and some scattered showers. The low tonight's going to be nice, 66 to 71. I still like the sleeping weather. Isn't it nice? Even though the variable winds are with us for the next couple of days. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And now we're going to go fully customized golf travel experience, whether on a budget or going full hog. For instance, the Open, that's the event Ben Curtis won in 2003. The Open is very accessible and affordable, while the Ryder Cup in Europe is expensive and rather restrictive. See, these people I'm introducing to you, Adventures in Golf, know about these things. Carl Johnson, the president of Adventures in Golf, and Ray Hironaka, Adventures in Golf Hawaii contact. Of course, you know him because he's the dead perfect personalized golf products and promotionals Hawaii rep. Ray Hironaka has been around in Hawaii for a long time. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Danielle, thank you so much for having me and Ray on the show. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Now, tell me something. You have access to St. Andrews?
Yes. There's we've been around since the late 70s, and we have an office only a couple of streets away from the old course, so that's kind of availed us to better access than most to the old course for guaranteed tee times. There's several ways to get on the course, but we try to only use guaranteed tee times because the time and money it takes to go over there, especially folks from Hawaii, they're going to want to know the date and the time that they're going to play.
Right.
And so that's what we specialize in is making sure that you're playing on, you know, Tuesday, July 5th at 10 a.m. And that's guaranteed. And you're going to play, you know, the famed links at St. Andrews. So that's, you know, one of our specialties is the Old Course for sure.
Adventures in Golf. We're talking with Carl Johnson. What they do is fully customized golf travel experiences around the globe. They coordinate hotels, golf, transportation, the whole nine yards. What I love is he gave me a couple of examples of, you know, like when I said, you know, go full hog, a whole hog, whatever you want to call it, or on a budget. Now, you basically coordinate whatever your clients ask you for. You provided me with one example, a six-day, $500,000 journey. That's not in my budget, but it's in somebody's. What does the $500,000 six-day get me?
A lot. This was, you know, because we're on the air, I'm not going to mention names, but this was a lady's 70th birthday party. She had some Scottish background, so her husband, you know, very well-heeled family in the United States. And they just wanted to do like a 70th birthday celebration for about 55 or so family and friends. And so they flew everybody over on private jets. they all met at an agreed-to airport in the U.S. You know, actually, I think they picked Chicago as kind of the middle point. And he flew everybody over, and we did all kinds of activities. To be totally honest, Danielle, if you looked at the event day by day, golf was probably 20% of the time, not money necessarily, but the time spent on those 6 days, because we were doing fishing and hiking and shopping and all kinds of various activities. And golf was, you know, because not everybody in a group of 55 of varying ages, ladies and men and kids, all play golf. And,
yeah, but you put them up in a 5-star private castle.
that was a little bit on the budget, although the private jets certainly were the big expense. He flew me over for a site inspection, and
I
asked, he said, well, I'm not going to do this without seeing the castle first. And I said, well, I'll fly on your private jet. Sure. And I asked the local gentleman at the ground handler how much it was in fuel. Just to fly there and back was over $30,000.
My goodness. Well, then $500,000 for 6 days was like peanuts.
There
was
like
fishing.
For this family, yes.
Yeah, fishing and helicopters and jet charters and golfing and goodness knows what all. How much do they spend on shopping? That was like, you know, that made somebody's year in some store, this family coming to shop. Now, for the 3-star budget conscious person, you know, like most of us, let's talk about that, the trip worth $2,900 per golfer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, we certainly love when we get these big castle-type groups, but, they're fun. I mean, I was able to participate and really experience how these people live. But let's face it, that's not most of us. I use this example a lot, as I had 4 policemen, a couple guys retiring, you know, 2 guys still working full-time as policemen locally to me. And their dream was to play St. Andrews, like a lot of us. It's the home of golf. It dates back to 1450 is the written record of playing a version of golf there. And they said, Carl, we got to go. We're policemen. We aren't making $250,000 a year. We need to go on a budget. We got to spend, you know, with airfare and everything, probably all in under $3,000-$4,000. How do we do that? And we made it happen for them. So you don't have to have private jets and castles and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, mm-hmm. to have a wonderful time. You can go play St. Andrews, you know, and stay in a nice B&B, family run. They take great care of you, and the rooms are a couple $100 a night, and you share that with a buddy that's, you know, $100 each guy or something like that, and that's very doable.
It's excellent. This is Adventures in Golf. Ray Hironaka is our local contact. And we're talking with Carl Johnson, the president of Adventures in Golf, been around since the 70s, founded in 1977. So if you want to get in touch with Ray about, you know, organizing your trip, and I know you're probably thinking, you know, by the time I get to Sky, I don't have 2 weeks vacation. I'm not allowed to take 2 weeks vacation anymore. You know, I mean, a lot of people are at the point, everything's shrinking. It's a shame, you know. But anyway, we don't have that much vacation time. But you know what's fascinating is that for Hawaii residents, one of the ultimate golf destinations is New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And we can get there pretty quickly, can't we?
You're going to get there three times faster than, not that I want to downplay not going to St. Andrews, but,
right.
But you know, as far as flying goes, let's face it, if you want to get to Scotland from Hawaii, it's a process. Conversely, you want to go to Auckland, you know, Hawaii to Auckland, it's like 9 hours direct.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get you to Scotland. I got to get you to mainland U.S. and then from mainland U.S. over to Britain, and you're probably flown for nearly a full day at that point, where, you know, Australia and New Zealand are quite reachable from Hawaii. And you have some incredible golf, you know, several world-ranked courses. I mean, in Australia, there's some phenomenal golf. I mean, New Zealand as well.
Melbourne,
and you have the
is the Sandbelt in Melbourne.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
No, so you got Royal Melbourne. You have all, you know, New South Wales. You have several just wonderful golf. But, you know, you mentioned New Zealand, and that's a great vacation because you have so much more than just golf on offer there. To be honest, the clients that I send to New Zealand, I would say 50% of their trip is golf. Very few are 80-90% golf. They want to go tour the wineries. They want to go see Milford Sound. They want to, you know, go fishing because it's renowned as one of the best, you know, trout fishing in the world. So golf is a part of a trip. It doesn't have to be the whole part. We have some clients that don't book any golf. They'll say, Carl, you did a great guys buddy trip to Scotland, but I got a family trip. Would you do it even though there's no golf? And if it's an area that we know well, I would gladly do that. You don't always have to be golf 36 holes every day for us to be interested.
Yeah, because my friend Dave Lancaster, it's one of his favorite. He loves New Zealand. He's not a golfer. So if you can imagine, you're the golfer and you have a bunch of friends who you want to travel with and they're not golfers. You've got some of the best courses in the world. Cape Kidnappers is amazing, an amazing place. But your non-golfer has the time of their life in a fabulous country that I've never heard anybody say anything but, wow, New Zealand is a place I want to, my dad wanted to retire in New Zealand. You know, it's a nice place. Not only do you want to visit, but you want to live there.
Yeah, it's I've never had anything negative said about New Zealand. The people are very friendly. I've had a lot of clients say they feel like they've stepped back in time. It's like United States like 50 years ago. Everything is a slow pace. I mean, obviously, you have the amenities of the internet and you know, in the normal things that we're all come to appreciate, but their way of life is a little more low-key. It's a lifestyle. Living in New Zealand, they're very big on green, so a lot of the accommodations are proud of being green. You know, they're very ecologically friendly, and so it's a different way of life over there for sure.
Now, what about Americans traveling? We need a passport. Is it very complicated for people who haven't even given it a thought about taking that international trip?
No, I mean, I think there's some silly statistic that something 80% of America doesn't have passports, which is kind of a shame, but it's very simple. You know, typically you just go to your local designated post office that is a passport agent post office, and you fill out the application, you take a photo, and then they mail it in, and with, you know, and I forget the standard fee. I think it's $40 or $60, I think, is the standard passport fee, which is good for 10 years. And they mail you the passport, and then when it comes to expire, you mail in another check, and they send you a revised, renewed passport. It's very simple.
It is.
Probably more simple than getting your driver's license.
Yeah, it's downtown, and by the way, if you do need to go get your driver's license, having your passport is akin to having that Social Security card, birth certificate, and all the stuff that you now have to prove. So if you
right.
have your passport, it really does a lot, makes life a whole lot simpler. So, do you do trips to the mainland? Do you organize trips to the 48 states or maybe Alaska?
Yeah, we do. Well, not so much Alaska, but for obvious reasons, just there's a, you know,
few golf courses up there. Yes.
Yeah, and it's cold a lot. But we do some stateside venues. The rub is, which is is kind of a shame for the average golfer, United States golf is a little bit more of a money sport. And I'm American, so I can make fun of us, but we kind of have this Augusta National, Pine Valley, Cypress Point, Wailea, Nanya type mentality that if you're not a member, you can't play here. If I pulled into the parking lot, I'd probably be escorted by the police within a minute of pulling in. So there are some very good golf U.S.-wise, for sure. But the really, really good golf is ultra-private, and it's unfortunate that we can't get on Augusta. There's just no way that you and I mean, absent a miracle, we're going to be able to play there. Conversely, you look at every other country in the world that has golf, you pretty much can play. There's a few exceptions, as always, but you can play pretty much every world-ranked golf course outside of the U.S. without being invited by a member, without becoming a member. You might have to play Monday through Friday, you know, 10 to 2 or something, but you'll get on. You'll get on Royal Melbourne. You'll get on the Old Course. You'll get on Royal Troon. You'll get on all these wonderful golf courses, and you can't do that in the U.S. So we do work with, you know, Whistling Straits and Sea Island and Broadmoor and some of the places that are accessible, and they're great, great venues for sure. So if you're looking for a three-day golf getaway, you're not going to New Zealand. You're not going to go to Scotland. You're going to want to maybe go to California or maybe, you know, Kohler, which is nice because it's in outside of Chicago, so very accessible. So, yes, we absolutely do that. But just a lot of the great golf is inaccessible, which is just the American country club model.
Yeah. This is Adventures in Golf. We're talking with Carl Johnson. Ray Hironaka is the contact here in Hawaii. Ray, the number is 864-3297. 864-3297. 808-864-3297. That's Ray's number. Adventures in Golf. You can find them online, adventures-in-golf.com. And just, or Google it, Adventures in Golf, and it'll come up for you. Carl Johnson, thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much for having me. It was great being on the show today.
Absolutely fabulous. We're going to be talking next with Dr. Bernie Portner. And we're going to talk about how to take care of your back. Oh, gee, I wonder why we're talking about backs. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We've got a fabulous segment for you here. And the first thing I want to do is, in case you didn't hear, Mr. Arnold Palmer also has, they used to call it back problems, you know, for him. But it turned out that it's, they called it hip problems, which is what Jack Nicklaus had. He had a lot of injections. Jack Nicklaus had a lot of injections. But Arnold Palmer, they called it hip problems. And this is what he said recently about his own issues in you know, in the way of dealing with back pain?
Well, I had a very serious situation at the PGA at Dayton, Ohio, where I withdrew from the PGA because of a back problem. And at the time, it was still diagnosed as a hip problem. Well, it wasn't really ever a hip problem. It was always a back problem. And, you know, we go through more checks and things, and that's why I'm finally going to go in and have them do some work and probably do a back operation.
So Arnold Palmer, after the Masters, is going to have a back operation because he'd like to play the game. He'd like it to be fun again. Tiger Woods underwent a back operation because, well, for long-term health and for being able to play, period, he needed to do something. So we're going to talk with Dr. Bernard Portner about our backs, some of the things that happen and how to take care of them, and not necessarily surgical, because from what I've learned, Dr. Portner is about not so much surgery, but about what you can do without having to undergo the knife. Welcome to the show, Dr. Portner.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, what Tiger Woods, he had a microdiscectomy, a discectomy. It's always interesting to say that, a microdiscectomy. Now, there are three different things. There's your herniated disc, there's your bulging disc, there's stress fractures. But let's just start with the bulging disc and the herniated disc, which seems to be the issue that Tiger Woods is dealing with.
Right. The two are the same condition on a continuum. You know, it's just you injure a disc, it becomes misshapen. And then different terms are used to describe the severity of the misshapening. So you have a minor bulge, you have a protrusion, you have a herniation, you have a extrusion. You know, it's all the same sort of condition in varying degrees of severity. But they're not that distinguishable in terms of otherwise, in terms of what hurts and where it hurts. You had Arnold Palmer just talking about how he had hip pain, and then finally he discovered it was all in his back. That's so common that there's a disc herniation or bulge or protrusion, and it doesn't necessarily cause back pain. It causes pain elsewhere, like in the hip or down the leg. And this is so common. It's said that 80% of adults will have this condition severe enough to keep us from going to work or doing our usual fun thing at least once in our life. So 80% of us have this.
Now, is surgery the only, cases, the only option?
No, it's rarely the option. You know, this is what I do. I've been doing it here in Honolulu for 30 years. And I think I have to see 100 people with pretty bad disc-related back pain before a single one of them has to even consider surgery. Most people with disc problems can get properly diagnosed, that's key, but can get treated with, depending on their condition, with physical therapies like mobilization, a manual type of gentle manipulation, traction, exercises, time, rest. In most cases, Danielle, it's not the current episode that is challenging. That we can get rid of most of the time. It's the recurrence. It's you get better, you rest, and then you re-injure yourself. Mm-hmm. And the recurrence is the major challenge. And that, too, has optimism, because that, too, can be treated with, you know, trunk strengthening exercises, learning proper lifting and bending techniques, maybe even changing your golf swing. You know, in fact, bringing up the change in golf swing, some people have said that the fact that Tiger changed his golf swing rather radically coincided with when he started to get these back troubles. This is not his first back trouble.
Well, Dr. Portner, he when he was young, he had a very twisting of spine.
Right.
Then he started to change it to become just a little bit less severe, but his swing speed is so violent when he stops his swing, it's amazing. But, you know, the thing that really, I was looking at the time frames, what happened, in 2008.
Right.
In 2008, 2 days after the Masters, his arthroscopic surgery on his left knee.
Right.
2008 advised weeks before the U.S. Open, he had two stress fractures. He played anyway.
Right.
Injured his Achilles tendon on 08. 09, he's hospitalized. In 09, he's hospitalized overnight with a sore neck and a cut lip that required 5 stitches when the SUV he was driving ran over a fire hydrant and into a tree.
Right.
And then after that, he withdrew from the final round of the Players, citing a bulging disc. That was in 2010.
Right.
So, I started thinking to myself, well, there's something about running into a tree that's not necessarily good for your back.
Right. And that's true. And, that long litany of injury, the man's 38.
Uh-huh.
And how many pros have won a major tournament at that age? I can't think of more than a couple.
It's true.
And so it's not just his back. People ask me because I see a lot of golfers, I see a lot of athletes in general in my everyday practice. And, it's a hot topic here. The Masters coming up and he's missing it. And I don't think he's won in the past several years, but he won when he was, 19 or 20? It's unbelievable. But they asked me, do I think Tiger will be back? Do I think he'll recover? How long before he recovers from his microdiscectomy? Recovering from a microdiscectomy doesn't necessarily take that long. A few months, you can be rehabilitated, especially him. He's such an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the way golfers work out and
yes,
become
he did.
Athletes.
He yes,
certainly
he did.
Revolutionized mm-hmm. that. But I don't think that his return to winning is strictly dependent on his back. I mean, you mentioned his Achilles. I think he's had both Achilles. He's had tennis elbows. He's had, you name it. He's had, he's broken. He's 38. Even if he gets a full-on 100% recovery from his back, which is not likely, 100% is rare, 38. That, and he's probably been playing since the day he was born.
Two.
I'm not that optimistic about him winning any more big time tournaments, but I could be wrong. No one knows the future. It's just, you asked me, is surgery the only answer? It's rarely needed.
Okay.
And even in high profile, high performance athletes, we can usually get people better with non-surgical treatments. In fact, that's my specialty. I'm not even a surgeon. So
exactly.
if I get a patient and we try everything and they're miserable and nothing's working, I'll send them to a surgeon for a consultation and maybe indeed they'll need it. When you need it, you need it, But a lot of people, unfortunately, go there prematurely before they've exhausted all reasonable non-surgical treatments, which often do the trick.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, in his statement, and I believe very much in the power of positive thinking, he said, it's tough right now, but I'm absolutely optimistic about the future. There are a couple of records by outstanding individuals, too, and players I hope one day to break, And I've said many times, Sam and Jack reached their milestones over their entire career, and I plan to have lots of years left in mine. So I hope he comes back. I'm certainly glad that he did what he did. And we have to talk about a couple of things that I think are more along your lines of Phil Mickelson pulled a muscle. Phil's got his own back issues.
Yes,
everybody does, right? So he pulled him. He said to the press corps when he said, I have my light machine that I take around with me everywhere. And everybody in the a light machine? What are you talking about?
You
got you. And so he said, I have my light machine. I take it everywhere, and I'm feeling much better. And here he is. He's contending at the Shell Houston Open. What is the light machine?
The light machine has a lot to do with what you said just before. You believe in the power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The light machine is at best, a form of heat. So you put a hot towel or a heating pad. You know, I don't think it has any curative value, but the power of positive thinking. If you believe that it works, and you put this light on, and it heats it up, and it makes it feel better. Heat makes things feel better.
Uh-huh.
And you, and then indeed you do feel better, and you go and you play, and your stroke is good, and you hit the ball straight. It's hard not to conclude the light machine helped me.
So it's,
and,
it has
and
nothing
why
to do.
Would I? And when people come to me with that, even specifically with that same light machine, I don't tell them that it's charlatanism. I don't tell them that it's hokey pokey, you know, snake bite oil.
Yep.
I say, because why? It's half the cure to believe in it. I say, well, good for you. I'm glad it helped.
Okay, so the visible red light wavelengths of 660 nanometers are not necessarily going to do the trick for you. Is that what you're saying? The next
question.
What
I'm saying is that I'm just saying that that's heat. Those infrared light that heats it up and feels better. It doesn't cure anything.
Gotcha.
But your body will cure itself.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Good. The other question I had, this orthokine therapy that Fred Couples resorted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that level would be available in the States?
You know, in the States, first of all, I want to say I don't know much about that because it hasn't become available.
Right.
But what I do know is this, that in the States, we have more rigorous regulations that new treatments and new drugs have to pass. We have to jump through a lot of hoops and everything to get something FDA approved. So, whereas a lot of countries adopt certain treatments, we sometimes are several years behind. They're going to wait for scientific evidence. They're going to wait till they do a study where they treat, you know, 100 people with it and 100 people they don't treat with it, and then they compare the two groups and see how it goes. It's not going to be here immediately. It's not yet for sure that it's a great treatment. But it just takes time. You know, I do a treatment in a similar vein called PRP, platelet-rich plasma. It's like stem cells. And it was available in Germany 10 years ago. And we weren't allowed to do it up until very recently. In fact, I had to use the German company just to get my equipment. And now it is accepted, and even Medicare pays for it. You know, it's like we harvest stem cells out of your blood, spin it down in a centrifuge, and then inject a bad tendonitis or ligament injury, and it really, really helps in many cases. And now we have science to prove it. So it's going to take time for that and other new treatments to get here just because we're very cautious. You remember thalidomide a long time ago? It was a drug used by pregnant women for nausea or something, and it ended up causing birth defect. And since then, the United States has been super cautious about all
everything.
Kinds of new things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
If before you resort to surgery, go check it out with Bernie Portner, Dr. Bernie Portner. You never know. It may not be your hips. It could be your back, and he may have the solution for you.
Well, that's kind of you, Danielle.
Yes, my show is about to end. So what is the name of your radio show?
My radio show is called The Moving Body.
Fabulous. And Dr. Yeah. Bernard Portner, your number to be reached at?
596-7300.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun, Danielle.
Good having you. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Thank you for all of the people who make this show possible. I thank you to the Acura of Honolulu folks. Just was over there this week checking out the it's a beautiful showroom. You need to go over and check it out. They've got a fabulous group of cars. Lots in stock that you can check out, drive, 0.9% APR on almost every Acura in stock. And they've got special leases, and tell them you heard about it on the Golf Club. They'll throw in maybe a round of golf for you or a special prize. That's Acura of Honolulu. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. And Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment for protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, your special event. Go check out Star Protection. Back to Acura of Honolulu. What I want you to do is take your graduate over there, because if they're graduating, going from college, they need a car. This is a really great opportunity. You don't have to co-sign. Okay, they can get their own credit and they can get their own car. And it's a really good opportunity for graduates. And it's all at Acura of Honolulu. Go down and say hi to TJ and check it out. Check out the cars at Acura of Honolulu. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm heading out to play a round of golf. Hope to see you there. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.